Now what I want to do is take you through two things. One is a data example of what we've just been talking about, so we can actually watch the sum of squares happen, watch means and standard deviations and all that stuff happen, and talk about interpretation and representativeness and all those things that really, really matter. Then I want to show you a handout for a 2x2 that isn't orthogonal and talk about how we analyze that and how we analyze that differently than the 2x2 that was orthogonal that we talked about on Friday. Okay. So we're going to start out really, really simply with this nice little two-group design where we've got a treatment group 1 and a treatment group 2. We've got 8 people in each group. We've got means of 12.75 and 14.5. Like I say, 8 people in each group. When we do the analysis of variance, we get 12.25 sums of squares attributable to the treatment, 99.5 attributable to the error, or a total of 111.75. Remember, this is all about variance partitioning, so hang on to those three numbers. Total variation is divided into treatment plus error. It's as easy as it gets. Now, let's say that we had 2 kinds of people. We're not adding any data. We're not changing the criterion variable. We're not changing the sample. All that we're doing at this point is noticing that we had 2 kinds of people. And we're going to put that variable into the model. So now we have a factorial design. We have our original treatment variable. And we have this second variable that we've added. And what we are doing is variance partitioning. Because we haven't changed the available variance because it's the same people from the same conditions from the same population. All we're doing is saying, you know what? We can have 3 predictors in this model instead of just 1. What you should notice is that when we look at the marginal means for treatment 1 and treatment 2, that we get the same means that we had before we partitioned the variance. We still have 12.75 is the overall average for everybody in treatment 1, and 14.5 as the overall average for everybody in treatment 2. But when we do the analysis of variance, we have the same total, and I don't know what happened to my 11, sorry. We have the same total, the same amount of variance is attributable to the treatment, but now what used to be the error variance has been carved up into 3 parts. That which is attributable to the sum of squares of what kind they are, that which is attributable to the interaction, and that which is attributable to error. Error goes down. Sums of squares treatment stays the same, which means we're going to have a more powerful test of the main effect of treatment in the factorial design than we had in the two-group design. So we have the same 2.25 sums of squares, but now the error sums of squares goes from 95 to 25, and we have a significant treatment effect. This is the same thing as multivariate power in multiple regression. When you add predictors, you have more variance accounted for by the model. Less variance is error variance. That error variance is used to test not only the model, but each predictor in the model. And so the multivariate tests of the repeated effect is more powerful. Didn't change the means. What it changed is what we call error. In this model, everything that wasn't treatment got called error. Here, kind and interaction are no longer called error. We have a better, more accurate, smaller estimate of error, and we have a better test of the treatment effect. How are we doing?
Good.
Okay? This is one of the reasons for using factorial designs. It's the same as the reason for using multiple regression. When you have the same population and the same criterion variable, some of that variance could be attributed to or modeled by things that you don't currently have in the model. And when you add those in, the model does better. That's our usual 10. Try to get that R square up as high as we can. But other nice things come along. Is that R square goes up, the error goes down, and the repeated tests of some of the same effects get more powerful. Okay? Now, in the last case, IV and kind were orthogonal. We had, if we look back at the data, we had 8 people in treatment 1, 4 were kind 1, 4 were kind 2. We had 8 people in treatment 2, 4 were kind 2, 4 were kind 1. And so when we look here, we can see that we have equal n. In a factorial design, when our independent variables are qualitative, the only thing that drives collinearity is sample size. There is no, and this is old language. There's no real collinearity among categorical variables. You can have as much collinearity as you want or don't want by the sample sizes you draw. So this is what we were drawing over there. If there's twice as many of these as those, then there should be twice as many of these as those in a representative sample. The good news is now your marginal means are going to be more representative. The bad news is now you have collinearity and a more complicated model, because now you have to worry about all this partitioning and control stuff. What if we chose a different variable as our second independent variable to put into the factorial design? And I'm going to call it confound. In the last case, the IV and kind were orthogonal. We had 4 of each kind in each treatment group. But what if there was a confounding variable and we had data for it? Look below. Here, treatment is confounded by confound. Notice that within treatment 1, 3 have confound value 1, 5 have confound value 2. Within the 8 people in treatment 2, 5 have confound value 1, 3 have confound value 2. We now have unequal n. Okay? The marginal means for treatment 1 and treatment 2 are still the same because it's the same 16 people. Same 16 people divided in the same 2 treatment groups, and so those 2 means are the same. Notice, if you will, though, that the sum of squares for treatment has changed. The data for treatment hasn't changed. We have the same 8 people in treatment 1, the same 8 people that we had before in treatment 2, but now the sums of squares attributable to that treatment has changed because this analysis used the type 3 sums of squares. This is the treatment effect ignoring the confound and the interaction. This is the treatment effect taking into account the confound and the interaction. You with me? This is the suppressor effect. The treatment effect, ignoring everything else, was quite small. The treatment effect, after taking into account the confound and the interaction, is bigger than we thought it was. In other words, that confound was an offsetting confound. The confound was working against the treatment, making the confounded treatment effect look smaller than it should have looked. So when we took the confound away, the effect gets larger. And not only does the effect get larger, but the error term goes down too. And so we have a treatment effect that is now very unlikely to be a type 1 error. And this is the kind of factorial design that most of us will be running most often. Because most of us aren't going to be doing properly randomized, manipulated, well-controlled laboratory experiments. We are going to be partitioning variance as control. We know that we've got differences between the populations that we don't want to just call population differences. If we're comparing men and women, there's a whole bunch of things besides manness per se and womanness per se that's different between those groups. And we want to get those things into the model so we have the cleanest possible comparison between our confounded populations. Okay? This is what we're going to be doing. And you got to recognize that there's two things going on. One, we are partitioning variance, and we are controlling for confounds. We are trying to figure out how much of this there is after taking into account other things. And we want the error term to be as small as possible. We want to explain as much as we can so there is as little unexplained as possible and get the most powerful possible test of the best possible estimate. So putting confounds and interactions in has two purposes. Clean up the estimates and increase the power of testing if those estimates are different from zero. And this was all of regression and almost all the rest of ANOVA that's coming. I wanted to show you what an adding variance looks like. Here what we've done is we've added 16 more people. We have treatment 1 and treatment 2, and the original 16 people were all from population 1. Now we have added 16 more people that are all part of population 2. We've got 32 people now from two different populations. We're going to have more variation than we had before. Notice, if you will, that now it is these cell means that represent the earlier data. Because this is the treatment and the control from population 1. These are the numbers we had before. Now we're adding new data from new people. When we do that, oh my, how things change. The total variation is a lot bigger. Because now we've got data from two populations that are different from each other, and so the total variability, the variability of all 32 people, ignoring what treatment they're in, ignoring what population they're in, is bigger. This and this are not comparable. This is the comparison of the treatment 1 marginal mean and the treatment 2 marginal mean that's aggregated across population 1 and population 2. This is now a simple effect that is part of this main effect. We have a population effect. We have a little tiny interaction. We have a much bigger error term because, remember, the error is the accumulation of variation across the groups. This is not the same test. This is a test of the marginal means. This is not a comparison of the populations. This is the comparison of the populations aggregated across those in treatment 1 and those in treatment 2. The problem with running factorial designs is that we no longer have direct access in these significance tests to a replication of the information in the earlier study. If we want to see whether these results replicated an earlier study, we have to now look at a simple effect, not any of the tested main effects or interactions. We have to be able to go inside that design and make that comparison.